Fergus, good morning.
Hello, yes, here I am to represent the elitist media.
Yes, yes, it is an interesting platform, but we're just going to have to roll with that one, I'm afraid. So to start off with, could you tell us about what some of the reasons Mr. Turnbull might have for calling the ABC and media in general out as being elitist?
Well, so, I mean, in that specific circumstance, he was being grilled by Lee Sales on bad polling, and also many coalition MPs keep agitating for and successfully for change to Section 18C of the Racial Discrimination Act. So that's a bit of an ideological kind of hobby horse for a few of them, and it's been taking up a lot of attention. So Mr. Turnbull was being grilled on that, and he then said that it was basically a something that, you know, the media, the elite media, he said, and that the ABC focused on too much, but it's not his focus. He says he is in touch with people, that he's in touch with real people's concerns, and that he is focused on economic growth and jobs. So he's arguing that his side of politics, or his government, is not distracted by niche issues, and is rather, you know, in touch with what people are actually caring about.
Jobs and growth all over again, basically.
Yeah.
Now, one of the criticisms of Turnbull and his government, I guess, has been to cherry-pick some of the issues that they do see as more important and prioritise them over some of the others. Is this hypocritical of Turnbull to call out the media for lack of focus on certain issues?
Look, I'm not sure. I would say that, well, one, it's probably difficult to lump the media in altogether, isn't it? You know, to say the media.
It is, yes.
As one monolithic kind of thing is wrong. You know, you've got all these different outlets with different editorial focuses. Some media focus more on some things, some on other things. Maybe he has a point in some circumstances. Maybe there isn't enough focus on some issues and there's too much focus on other issues. But it is absolutely right to say as well that, you know, maybe he is correct to say that the government, strictly the government, is not too focused on Section 18C, for example. But certainly a lot of coalition MPs are. And it took up a whole, you know, party room meeting that they had at Parliament last week. So maybe lots of people are distracted from some of these real issues to real people, you know. So, like, you know, cost of medical expenses and economic insecurity and manufacturing jobs and things like that. Maybe everyone needs to be more switched on to these ideas. And certainly Bill Shorten and Malcolm Turnbull are at pains to say they are immensely aware of these concerns. Trump's victory last week. They are afraid that this kind of anti-establishment populist bug is going to catch over here on this side of the Pacific.
Now, the government in power, doesn't matter if they are Liberal or Labor governments, they never seem to have the perfect relationship with the media. I mean, we all remember the quote that came out, if you want better media coverage, be a better government. Is this just an extension of historically what is a government in power's relationship with the media of the day?
Well, certainly it don't. It's a tried and true method for politicians to bash the media when they're not getting a favourable run or getting pressured over something they don't want to talk about. So, yeah, look, it's nothing new in one sense. But it is also, I guess, notable to compare it to Trump again. Like, one of the hallmarks of his campaign was bashing the media in a big way, saying the media was corrupt and the whole system is rigged and the media doesn't understand us, you know, real people. So in one sense, nothing new. But certainly it is part of that current kind of populist trying to say you're in touch with people's concerns message.
Yes, I think it's going to be pretty interesting to watch after, as you did mention, the election of Trump there, as you did say, constantly blaming the media and saying that the whole thing was rigged. So,
yeah, I mean, he's not saying it's rigged anymore that he's won.
Oh, no. Of course not. So,
but yeah, it's also notable, I mean, I know you didn't ask about this, but Bill Shorten over the last few days has been really hammering Australian jobs and, you know, talking about Australians first and Australian jobs and not abandoning manufacturing workers. And it is a kind of really aggressive appeal to to ordinary people that, you know, form part of that traditional Labor base. He doesn't want to be seen to be focusing on niche left-wing issues.
Yeah, I have noticed that actually. It almost seems to me, I guess, like it's taking the jobs and growth slogan and sort of turning it into a slogan, I guess, that works for the Labor Party. It's quite interesting to watch, I think.
And that's the challenge for them, for Malcolm Turnbull as well, to kind of connect the policies they pursue with real people in language they, you know, can comprehend, you know, saying what economic growth means for an average person's life, what it means in terms of jobs, rather than talking about these things in kind of broad, theoretical politician terms.
So just before we do let you go, Fergus, I mean, obviously it is a bit of a looking into the crystal ball, I guess, but I mean, is it ever possible that you think we will see a truly bipartisan media, truly independent media that, I mean, the government won't be able to call out on being elitist or biased towards them?
That's a very big question, isn't it?
It is.
I would say that, you know, there's always going to be, you know, the media outlets across the spectrum are never going to be perfect, and there's always going to be differences between them and criticisms to be made, but they're always obviously going to have an incredibly important role to play in holding these politicians to account, and those politicians will continue to dash them, probably, and try and blame them for things that aren't necessarily their fault. I think that will continue, but I think they may well. There will always be, like anything, material for criticism there. You know, media outlets don't always do the right thing. So I think politicians will continue to take advantage of that.
Well, Fergus, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show today. Thank you so much for joining us on The Daily.
Thanks a lot.